What do you remember from ninth grade biology? The cell cycle? Mitosis? Students in Brewster Bartlett's environmental science class may look back in 10 years and recall roadkill. Mr. Bartlett calls himself Dr. Splat. Since 1992, he and his students have been studying the moose, turtles, skunks, and squirrels who meet their fate on New Hampshire's roads. Dr. Splat joins us now from the studios of New Hampshire Public Radio in Concord. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
How'd you come to make a specialty of roadkill?
Well, it started in 92 when there was about 40 teachers selected in New England to go to Simmons College in Boston on a National Science Foundation grant. Most of the teachers wanted to study lichens. Lichens are bioindicators for air pollution. Unfortunately, they grow like a millimeter a year. And I knew my students would not be very excited to count the number of lichen on trees. And I saw that magical dead skunk in the middle of the road. I said, well, there's the project.
Now, let me understand this. You and your students don't go ranging around the roads yourselves looking for a dead possum.
No. What we do is each student is assigned a road, and they monitor that road for a nine-week period of time. Any animal seen on the road is reported.
What, doctor, can you tell from a dead skunk in the middle of the road?
Well, the thing is, when do they die? For an example, all the dead skunks occur right in the beginning of March in New Hampshire, and after that there's no roadkill of skunks. Why is that? You get kids interested, they start to ask questions, and from there the project took off.
Well, what are some of the reasons?
Well, we thought it was the weather, but then they started coming up with hypotheses. They started asking questions. What about a full moon versus a new moon? I said, I don't know. That's a great question.
If more animal mortalities occurred during a full moon, you might make a projection based on that.
Right.
May I ask, over the years, has it happened that a student will go, oh, yuck, Mr. Bartlett?
Yes, we've had that several times. In fact, I've had to meet with some parents in the beginning thinking that it was a very gross project and things like that. But once you explain to them, the stuff is being recorded, it's being put on the website, other people can use the information for free. I enjoy it because, and I think the kids enjoy it because it's not the same old. It's a different thing every year.
What do you conclude, Mr. Bartlett, about how science education can be made more interesting or pertinent to students?
I find that students get bored very easily. They like technology. The roadkill project is a hook. You start to learn about animals and their habitats and things like that. You got to start doing that because kids are really, you have to think their way.
Brewster Bartlett, also known as Dr. Splat, who teaches ninth grade environmental science in Derry, New Hampshire. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.